Okay, so let's have a look at the key terms that you need to know for 1.4 taxes. So, first term, tax. So, this is a compulsory payment to the government. It is charged on income, business profits in the form of corporation tax, and added to the goods, the cost of goods and services in the form of VAT, value-added tax. Your next term then is a tax liability. So this means that a certain amount of money must be paid to the government. It is the responsibility of each person's to make sure that they pay the correct tax. Your next one then is tax avoidance. So this is a legal way of reducing the amount of tax that you must pay. For example, you can claim tax credits which will reduce your tax bill, for example, if you're married or single. Your next term then is tax evasion. So this is an illegal and usually happens when people fail to declare some or all of their tax. Those found guilty will pay interest and penalties or may go to jail. Your next key term is PAYE. This is also known as pay as you earn. It is paid on employees, by employees under wages, salaries, benefit in kinds, bonuses, or overtime. And the employer will deduct this before paying the employee and send it to revenue. Your next key term then is your self-assessed income tax. So this is tax that is paid by self-employed people. So the person calculates how much tax they have to pay and they'll send it to revenue. To make sure that they are paying the correct tax, revenue will conduct regular audits. So audit is just checking to make sure that you're paying the correct tax. Tax audit, this is when revenue check that the business is paying the correct tax. They do this by looking at the business accounts. Universal social charge, it's also known as USC. So this is paid on income over a certain level. It is paid at different levels and is an extra tax on top of your PAYE. Your next key term then is value-added tax, so it's also known as VAT, and it's taxed on goods and services. VAT is usually included in the price of a product or service. The rate of tax at present in Ireland is 23%, so items are exempt from this tax, for example, children's clothing. Your next key term is duties. So this is a tax on goods from outside the EU. You got excise duty then is your next one. So this is a tax on certain goods, for example, petrol and alcohol. Your next term then is local property tax or LPT, and this is a tax on property, and the tax paid depends on the value of the house. This is a self-assessment tax, so the homeowner calculates how much they pay. And the next key term then is stamp duty. So this is a tax on certain documents. It's usually associated with the purchase of a property, but it's also charged on debit and credit cards and ATM cards. So it's usually kind of, I know it is €30 for a credit card. Your next key term then is motor tax. So this is compulsory tax for all owners of motor vehicles. It is calculated on an annual basis and paid to your local county council. Your next one then is your vehicle registration tax. This is also known as VRT, and it's paid on cars that are purchased outside of the country. And then you got your deposit interest retention tax, also known as DIRT, DIRT. So this is the VAT that is paid on interest earned on savings. It's deducted by the bank and sent on to revenue. So it's just the interest that you earn. Your next key term then is your capital gains tax or CGT. This is a tax on profits earned from sales of assets and investments. It doesn't include the main residence, so where you live if you sell your family home, and this tax is on the profit that they make from the sale and not on the full price. So if you bought a house for 200,000, sell it for 300,000, it's based on the 100,000, so the difference. Capital then, this is the wealth in the form of money. Then you have capital acquisitions tax. This is a tax that is paid on gifts and inheritance. And this is when something is left to a person following the death of someone. The tax is only paid when the value is above a certain amount or a certain limit. You got direct tax then. So this tax is levied on income as it's earned. It is deducted at source. This means that the tax is calculated, collected, and sent to revenue by the person who is paying the income rather than the person who has earned it, so usually your employer. For example, DIRT, calculated, collected, and sent to revenue by the bank. Your PAYE, calculated, collected, and sent to revenue by the business. Your next key term then is indirect tax. So these are taxes that are levied as money is spent on goods and services. For example, VAT, excise duty, customs duty. So your direct tax is as it's earned, income tax is as it's, or indirect tax as it's spent. Your next key term then is regressive tax. This tax is paid the same by all, no matter how much their income is. So regressive tax. Progressive tax, this is a system where people earning a higher income pay a higher tax. Tax rate. This is the percentage of tax that is levied on your income. So there are two types. You got your standard rate at the moment is 20%, and you got your higher rate at the moment is 40%. Then you got your standard rate cutoff point. This is also known as SRCOP. This is a document that is sent by revenue that shows how much will be taxed at a standard rate cutoff point and how much will be taxed at the higher rate cutoff point. Your next key term then is your tax credit. This is the amount by which your bill will be reduced by. Your tax credit are sent by revenue and are of different depending on the person's circumstances. So you could have tax credit of a marriage tax credit. Your next one then is gross profit. So this is gross pay. This is the amount of pay before any deductions. So it is your basic plus your commission, plus overtime, plus bonuses. And then you got your net pay. This is the gross pay and less any deductions. And it's also known as take-home pay. So your main deductions will be PAYE, PRSI, and USC. Then you got deductions then. So these are payments that are taken away from your gross pay. It includes statutory deductions. There are deductions that must be paid and sent to revenue, for example, PAYE, PRSI, and USC. And voluntary deductions. These are deductions that the employee chooses to pay, for example, VHI, savings, and pensions. And they're your main key terms that you need to know for this learning outcome.